Listen to a lecture in an American history class.
This week, we'll be discussing the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad and the effects the railroad had on the United States. Today, we'll focus on the tremendous financial difficulties of building the railroad. And on Wednesday, we'll look at the influence that the railroad companies had on immigration to the United States. So today, let me repeat, is on the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, with a focus on the financial difficulties of such an immense undertaking. The first transcontinental railroad was completed in the late 1800s. This particular transcontinental railroad was constructed by two companies, the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific. The Union Pacific began laying track in the east and headed west, while the Central Pacific began construction in the west and headed east. The two railroads met in Promontory, Utah, and the first transcontinental track was completed on May 10, 1869. Well, the most difficult task for both companies in building the Transcontinental Railroad was funding. The railroad would cost over $100 million. $100 million. Do you understand how much $100 million was at that time? Well, it was almost twice as much as the federal budget at the time. This was truly an astronomical project. Can you imagine private companies today trying to work on a project that costs double the amount of the U.S. budget? Well, I'm sure you can't imagine such a thing. Now we're going to look at a number of issues surrounding the funding of the Transcontinental Railroad, and I think you'll notice from some of these issues that the railroad companies involved in the building of the Transcontinental Railroad weren't always exactly above board in their handling of this project. There was some federal funding available through the Railroad Act, but the federal government couldn't afford to fund much of the project. There was also little money available from investors because most investors were not interested in investing in the railroads because railroads involved high risks. So to raise funds for the railroads, railroad companies found a number of ways to raise funds. One was to make businesses dependent on the railroad. The railroad companies spent thousands of dollars to attract businessmen, farmers, craftsmen, and others to the West, and then forced them to pay outrageous prices for the use of the railroad. These businessmen, farmers, and craftsmen who were lured to the West with promises of success soon found themselves unable to make much of a living because of the high prices they had to pay to the railroads to stay in business. This scheme on the part of the railroad companies helped get the railroads underway. The limited federal funding, scarce investors, and high fares paid by businesses along the route still didn't generate enough funds to complete the track. Because both the Union Pacific and Central Pacific were desperate and greedy, they turned to increasingly unethical means of obtaining funds. One of the most infamous was the Central Pacific's successful relocation of the Sierras. Because federal loans paid triple the money for tracks laid on mountainous terrain, Central Pacific hired a geologist who would misrepresent the location of the Sierra Mountains. President Lincoln accepted this inaccurate topographical report and agreed to pay $48,000 instead of $16,000 per mile for 24 miles of flat land outside of Sacramento, California. The success of this move led to more obviously unethical ventures that not only funded the railroad, but also made the railroad stockholders quite wealthy. Ultimately, the United States Congress investigated most of the large railroad companies, beginning with the Union Pacific and Central Pacific Railroads. Few people, however, ended up being indicted. From this lecture, I hope you understand the importance of the history and development of the first transcontinental railroad. The completion of the Transcontinental Railroad as well as the scandals involved, were quite remarkable and had a profound influence on the history of the United States. That's all for today. On Wednesday, we'll discuss the mass immigration promoted by the railroad companies. Please read about this in Chapter 10 of the text before the next class.